107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Jamie. I'm just fighting this mic for a moment here. Whew, okay, we're ready to go.
There you go. And first, we've got so much to talk about. Yes. Of course, we're looking forward to Canada Day celebrations. We've had some great celebrations last weekend, some great community events going on in Stratford and area. But first off, a possible rescheduled or rescheduled council meeting.
Yes, and thanks for starting with that, because that public meeting is so very important. I've often said that's my favorite event in council chambers. That takes place Thursday, June the 27th. That is a rezoning bylaw amendment application, as we know from the not too far from here, the former Krug Furniture site. And the application is around changing that from a factory district to a residential fifth density. And that encompasses the Trinity King Street block. And I just want to remind public that no decisions are made that night. Just like the public, just like city staff, just like the developer, we're all there to listen and learn. So no decisions are made. We hear from staff. We hear from the development and or their agent. And then most importantly, we hear from the public that are impacted by that particular land use change. And so I look forward to listening and learning. Council is always reminded and cautioned that the only thing they can do is ask clarifying questions. They don't take a side with anything that's presented. And then the discussion falls out in future council meetings, where you can get into that in-depth probing and you know, share your views about the development. So, you know, I remind the public once again, no decisions are made that night. Nothing's been made to this point with regards to that rezoning bylaw amendment application.
Okay, we've got lots on the agenda to talk about some relining, sanitary sewer and water main relining.
Yeah, and you know, we are constantly working at capital projects that are in our budget. And one of the things that we're trying to find ways to save money. So one of the ones that staff has brought into play lately is that it's very innovative technology. You know, we save huge dollars, and it's achieved by not opening up the road, not, you know, having open excavation, pulling out sanitary sewers or water mains, and then having to resurface again. And when we look at the traditional way of doing the sanitary sewer or water main replacement, that's about $1,300 to $2,000 per meter. With this innovation, then we're about $290 per meter. So a significant significant saving in the amount it costs to do that work. It's certainly less disruptive to the neighborhood. You know, in most cases, it's a one day kind of shutdown of the services in your front of your home. And it involves two phases. One, if the pipe is deemed structurally safe, then you do the clean out to remove the mineral deposits, and then it's the installation of that new liner. And this is part of the infrastructure work that'll take place this summer across the community. But I know I get questions about, you know, is it wise to do this? And certainly it's a huge money saver and certainly less disruptive to that neighborhood.
Okay, and speaking of which, capital projects ongoing or starting?
Yeah, lots of dollars and lots of time spent here. You know, a shout out to the men and women that are doing the work, that are on site in weather that we're experiencing here over the last couple weeks. Phase two of Albert Street continues from front to Queen. It's a continuation of that, what we call the complete street, where, you know, you prioritize the walking, the safe cycling, and then the vehicular transportation. And it's replacing sanitary water and storm. The sanitary sewer in that section is over 100 years old. And so no relining, you know, potential there. It's taking it up from, you know, 8, 10, 12 feet deep and total replacement. That project comes in around $4.1 million. Erie Street, that's coming up soon. And that contract needs to be signed. And that's the work from Ontario to Monteith. It's about $2.1 million cost. But the nice part about that project, that comes under the Connecting Link funding through the provincial government, which is about $1.9 million. So there's asphalt resurfacing. There are improvements to the intersection of at West Gore. Road widening, that's between, I think it's St. Patrick and Monteith, catch basin replacement. So, and in just during the construction, that road will be open, but two lanes down, you know, down to two lanes to allow transportation. Just so, I just caution public as that begins to work, just be, you know, patient and respectful of those men and women that are doing that work. And the last one I want to mention again, this is referred to as an unimproved road where there's no curbs or existing gutters right now. It's the Motterwell, the reconstruction at Motterwell. That's a $1.2 million. And that starts very shortly, and it matches with the end of the school year.
Okay, we're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma, and we've got some very special luncheons and presentations happening. Really happy to see this recognition luncheon.
Wonderful. And once again, as we close out the school year, huge congratulations to those men and women that staff our crosswalks. You know, we have 18 crosswalks across the city, and those are staffed by amazing people in all kinds of weather, in the coldest wintry days to the hot, sweltery days that we're experiencing now. And so I had the chance to be part of a celebration and recognition in the City Hall Auditorium. Two special shout-outs. One to an individual. She has been on site at crosswalks, and most of them will do almost their entire career at one crosswalk. Mm-hmm. She is finishing and retiring 21 years of service. Another gentleman, and he's back next year. I think he's closing in on 80 years old. However, he has served 22 years, and once again, they've seen generations cross that sidewalk, you know, and so it's safety for not only the kids that are crossing the streets, but parents, and that connection, that's got to be amazing. And I experienced this as an educator as well, that generational piece. And so with those retirements, we are always looking for new full-time or part-time crossing guards. Interested peoples, please reach out to the clerk's office. Our deputy clerk, Audrey Pasquale, would certainly take your name and you know, point you in the right direction. But certainly, as you mentioned off the top with this item, proud of their work and proud to be part of that. Just a day in the auditorium just to sit and and embrace the school year that's passed.
Yeah, hats off to the crossing guards for all they do. So wonderful to have them as part of our community. We'll continue our conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma next hour right here, 107.1 CJCS FM.